Welcome to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Darius Forrest's The Stoic Path to Wealth. Sophie, what hit you first?
Hey there, Sam. He completely flips the idea of wealth on its head. Real wealth isn't stuff, it's freedom.
Yeah, freedom from financial anxiety. He says a new car or bigger house just gives a fleeting buzz, like a drug that needs a bigger dose.
Right. So he starts by redefining wealth. It's the ability to live with purpose, unburdened by the need for more.
The foundation is the Stoic idea called the dichotomy of control.
Yes, it's the most powerful idea here. Some things are in your control, like your choices. Others are not, like the stock market.
Most of our stress comes from obsessing over what we can't control. We worry about the economy and what the boss thinks, and none of that helps.
Exactly. Forrest says put that energy into your own effort. That's revolutionary because you stop being a victim of the market and start owning your work.
That's the long game. He's not about quick wins. Compound interest works on skills too.
I love that. Don't chase the next promotion. Build a career that gets more resilient over decades.
That's where frugality comes in. He makes a big distinction between cheap and frugal.
Yes. A cheap person saves at the cost of joy. A frugal person asks one question before buying. Does this truly add value to my life?
That question cuts through so much noise. It's not deprivation, it's alignment with what matters.
He also ties it to earning money. Treat work like a craft, and you become excellent, not just a paycheck chaser.
When you're indispensable, the market rewards you. That made me stop complaining and actually own my job.
Exactly. If a job is unbearable, you change it. There's no room for a victim mentality.
I pushed back on premeditation of evils at first. I thought it was pessimism.
Oh, I see. It's actually a resilience tool. You imagine losing your job or a market crash, then you walk through your response.
Then the worst case isn't paralyzing. You realize you'd adapt. That took the fear out of my investing.
That's the Stoic approach to risk. It's not eliminating fear, it's confronting it rationally.
So his investing advice is patience. Don't try to time a market.
Right. Focus on your savings rate, allocation, and time horizon. When the market crashes, see it as a discount.
That detachment is the real advantage. You're not smarter, just less reactive.
So he gives you a Stoic routine. Morning meditation is first. Before checking your phone, remind yourself of what you control.
I've started that. I ask what one thing I can do today moves me forward. It changes everything.
Then there's the evening review. You ask what went well and what you learned. That's how you catch bad patterns.
He also says your environment matters. The Stoics were huge on choosing your circle.
Yes. If you're around people chasing status, you'll adopt their values. So curate your circle like your portfolio.
That includes books and media. I never thought about that.
Me neither. And he says retirement as a permanent vacation is a recipe for unhappiness.
Wait, really? That's the dream, right?
He says humans need purpose. Financial independence isn't about stopping work, it's about freedom to do meaningful work.
So you can say no to the draining job and yes to the energizing one. That makes it feel more human.
Exactly. The real test isn't how much you make, it's who you become.
Do you get greedier or more disciplined and resilient? That's the question the whole book asks.
The answer shapes everything. Your character becomes the real wealth.
So my takeaway is that wealth is the person you become more than the money you keep. That's what I'm carrying out.
And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is at 7minutebooks.com/app. There are 6,000 plus fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access. Because the real path to wealth is becoming someone who can't be shaken. That's a fortune nobody can steal.
See you next time.